Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the seventh Tuesday in the season of Easter in the church calendar, living out resurrection and new life. If you do have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. There's a link in the description. Would you consider supporting Morning Prayer? There's a link in the description as well. You can find out all about it at benwardmusic.com. You hold the reins on the sun and the moon, like horses driven by kings. You cover the mountains, the valleys below, with the breadth of your mighty wings. All treasure of wisdom and things to be known are hidden inside of your hand. And in this fortunate turn of events, you ask me to be first, you are my last, you are my future and my past. You are my first, you are my last, you are my constellations are swimming inside the breath of your desire. Where could I run? Where could I hide? Your heart's jealous fire. All treasures of wisdom and things to be known are hidden inside of your ask me to be your friend. You ask me to be your friend. And you are my first, you are my last, you are my future and my past. The beginning and the end. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. All treasures of wisdom and things to be known are hidden inside of your hand. in this fortunate turn of events. You ask me to be your friend. You ask me to be your friend. If you do have a prayer request, you can go to benwarmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. We have a request today from Joy in Australia. Lord, we pray with joy and we thank you, God, for the life of Adele. We pray for a successful bypass heart operation in the name of Jesus. That you would be the doctors and nurses and all the medical staff. You'd be with Adele's family. You would be with Adele in the name of Jesus. That you would make your presence known. There would be no doubt as to your strong, powerful presence, Holy Spirit. And that your healing hands would work even through the doctors, but even beyond that. Everything would go as it should, and the repairs would be made as they should, and there would be new health and new healing in the name of Jesus. Pray for Joy. Thank you for their heart, God, for being a part of this community. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
And you are my first. You are my last, you are my future and my past. And you are my first, you are my last, you are my future and my past.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you that we belong to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our psalms for today begin with Psalm 97. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. For he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous, and the joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob, you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord. He answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Our scripture lesson today is Hebrews 6, 13 through 20. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The seventh Tuesday in the season of Easter, our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Take a few minutes and just pray specifically by saying names before the throne of grace. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Lay it all before Jesus. pray for our families, immediate families, extended families. Co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart. Pray for our enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Government, your church, whatever it is, your city, someone who is lost, someone who needs healing, whatever it is, just lift it up to Jesus. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit.